The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
We're pretty pumped. We're getting ready to start our Happy New Year's party. We already had an episode last week where we celebrated the New Year officially, so we're not going to spend too much time on that, but house guests may arrive at any moment, so we're going to jump right into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption!
This episode, we're talking about seven games coming to Kickstarter the week of January 7th, 2019. Kevin, start us off.
All right, on January 10th, we have Colossal Games launching an expansion to Western Legends called Ante Up. Now, I have personally played Western Legends, and it is a fun sort of sandbox-type game. This new game, this new expansion, is bringing a town called Blood Gulch to the game. The first expansion, Western Legends, has new features like new ways to gamble, event cards, new territories, and a locomotive, which is kind of cool. This is not a standalone expansion, so you'll need Western Legends to play the game. And I heard there's a new character also being introduced to the game called the Pharaoh. So not like Egypt Pharaoh, like F-A-R-O.
Oh.
So I don't know all that he does, but I'm interested in what this will bring to the table. And I will be doing a preview video of this for our YouTube channel. Melissa.
On January 8th, Garp Hill Games is bringing Circadian's First Light. This is designed by Sam McDonald, who also did Architects of the West Kingdom.
Ooh.
This is not in that line at all. It's more like space alien theme. It's for 1 to 4 players. It plays in about 60 to 90 minutes. And it's described as a mid-weight dice placement resource management game. So it's kind of, I think you're using dice as workers in the game.
I like this.
And so you have to manage your crew, which is your dice, and you're going to visit different parts of the planet. The planet is spelled R-Y-H.
Rye?
Yeah. Yep, maybe. Rye.
With Rye.
And you're going to use your crew to trade and farm and construct things, research. The game takes 8 rounds to play, and then the player with the most points wins. So it kind of has this, again, a bit of a space theme with different aliens and races that are on the planet. And that is Circadian's First Light by Garp Hill Games, coming January 8th.
Now, this is not illustrated by the Miko.
No.
Because if it was, then.
It's illustrated by Sam Phillips.
I wonder if they're related.
Maybe.
Shem Phillips, isn't it?
Well, this one's Sam.
Right,
so.
Right.
Okay.
It definitely
Does it
has
look
a...
look similar?
It has a very different look than the other games. Some people, I think, are really going to like the look, and then others may think it just a little different.
Okay, interesting.
All right, Katie, what do you have?
All right, coming January 8th are 3 new games in the Tokyo series from Jordan Draper.
Jordan Draper.
This is Tokyo Coin Laundry, it's Japanese. It's a Japanese word.
Say it.
Tsukuji Market.
Tsukiji?
He had a weird one in his other...
Tokyo Market, I'll just call it Market, and Tokyo Game Show.
Oh, sounds fun.
And, of course, these components look really neat. It's, like, some really tactile games, and I don't know, if you looked at and enjoyed any of the other Tokyo series, maybe you should check this one out.
So I actually saw the Tokyo Highway in, like, large form. I think it was at maybe Origins or Gen... I think it was Gen Con.
Like the giant size thing.
Giant size Tokyo Highway. And now the small size, they look like gray popsicle sticks that you're basically moving around or laying on the tabletop. Mm-hmm. This one was huge popsicle sticks.
Oh, my
gray
goodness.
Popsicle sticks.
When you say huge and you're putting your arms all the way up, they're like 5 feet long? Or?
Well, they were probably like four... They felt like maybe 3-4 feet long.
Wow, cool. Those are huge.
And that game was from the first series.
Yeah, Tokyo High was from the first series. They had a Tokyo vending machine one, and there was another one that I don't remember, but yeah, so.
So are there actually, like, laundry machines in these games?
Yes, or? Tokyo Coin Laundry actually comes with little physical laundry, washing machines that you can open the door and stuff,
what?
And it comes with dryer as well, yeah.
Crazy.
So,
okay.
I know. Like, everyday kind of stuff. Go to the market, go to the laundry, go to the game show.
We could just do our own laundry.
Maybe, like, live in a city where you'll have a whole town built up by the time you get them all.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Ryan, what do you have?
Coming January 8th from Antler Games is Shadow Tactics Blades of the Shogun.
Uh-oh.
You may recognize this name because it is also a computer game. It's been in my Steam wish list for forever. It just looks really cool, video game, and I'm interested to see how it translates into a board game form. I know so there's an evil shogun, and you are being hired by a warlord, I guess, to infiltrate, assassinate, and steal things. So you're like ninjas. And everybody, I believe there's like five unique characters, and they all have variable player powers, and really cool looking miniatures, both for the player characters and the boss daimyos and their guards. Just looks really sweet, very Japanese-esque. I don't know if it's authentic, but it looks cool.
It does look cool. Yeah. I'm surprised Will didn't steal this from you and didn't talk about it.
It looks really, really cool, for sure. There's a bunch of hexes as well. Is it like secret motion? Like
hidden movement?
Yeah, I think that... I think you're playing against the game, but you're just making partnerships with people. I don't believe it's co-op, but you are, like, partnering up with
teaming
other people.
Up, yeah.
Not absolutely sure about that. I know the video game got a lot of flack for not having a co-op mode, so we'll have to see if this has more cooperative in the board game, because that would really appeal to me as well.
It looks very cool.
Will, did you have a game?
Yeah, I'm looking at Onimaru from Penguin and Panda Productions. Same people, it's basically the same as Big Kids Games, but this is like their grown-up line, right?
Yes. Different imprint.
Yes, which makes it totally different. But it looks super awesome. The first thing to know about the game is that, like Sweet Mess from Big Kid Games, it has that awesome player tray from Game Trays in it. So all the players in the game are... This is co-op. They're working together to defeat the evil Oni, which are like these demon, Japanese demon god things. And everybody has like unique powers, unique upgrades, and it all fits in this super cool game tray. It's a dice battle game. It's for 2 to 4 players. It's from designer Stephen Avery. It says 60 to 90 minutes on Board Game Geek. I think we took a good 2 hours, probably.
Yeah, I think we did.
When we played it. But it was fun. Like, really, really have enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
Played it a number of different times. We have a playthrough video that we did with intern Dan.
Ooh.
That'll be on our YouTube channel sometime. Really cool game. You are basically fighting this, you know, main bad guy, and he pulls out a bunch of hordlings, which are like little bad dudes that you have to fight each round. You're trying to roll dice to attack the guys that are in front of you, and then you can also throw your shurikens at the bad guys that are attacking your friends, and
okay.
So you can help them defeat their guys. Every time you do that, you earn honor, and you can use the honor to take care of your health or to upgrade and unlock special abilities for yourself. It feels really smooth. I'm not usually like a dice chucker type of guy, but this game I felt like I was doing a lot of extra stuff besides just throwing dice and hoping to get good faces, that I felt like I had a lot of choices, I had a lot of control, really a lot of fun. I don't think we've beat it yet.
No, it is actually very difficult.
So we all played that. Well, most of us played this at Origins.
Yeah, it changed a lot.
That's what I was going to ask.
The only thing that's the same is like the shurikens.
Oh. I really enjoyed it at Origins. So
it's way better.
And a lot harder.
Cool.
And yeah, I don't. Did we win when we played it? I don't know.
So
I
don't. Think I know there was three characters: one with Wolverine claws,
yes,
one with your haircut, and hat. One that was blue. Did they combine those all into the same character
to make the ultimate?
To make the ultimate Will character.
I think a lot of the art actually is similar to what we played before. There's like a dude that looks like Raiden. It feels very like Street Fighter Alpha, or I don't know which one of those it is, but really cool art style to it.
Okay.
A lot of, a ton of Hordlings. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure there are duplicates, but there were tons and tons of bad guys in it. Really fun. Really enjoyed this
one. I also, dice chucking, cooperative dice chucking isn't always my favorite genre or mechanic, but you have so many upgrades. You can customize and switch out and try different powers every time. I liked that about it. And the whole point is you have to work together as a team to take down the Oni, or you will lose miserably.
Yeah.
So you lost miserably?
You're going to lose either way, but you're going to lose miserably.
So my question is, you still enjoyed it even though you lost. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and that was great. It made me like, oh man, we got way closer this time. I think we could do it next time.
Okay.
I didn't feel like it was one of those, like, I rolled poorly, we're going to lose. It was very much oh, we should have killed them in a different order or something like that. Cool. Pretty cool. Sarah, what are you looking at?
Coming January 10th is Suro Phoenix Rising. This is from Calliope Games, and this is their new iteration to the Suro line. It is from designer Tom McMurkey. It also plays in about 20 to 60 minutes, and the reason it has a longer play time is because they offer a new component in the game. The Phoenix gives you an extra life.
Makes sense.
Very thematic.
Yes. So game time might be a little bit longer than some of the other Suro games. It also comes with a super awesome trays. There's four trays that snap together that hold all of the tiles, so you can't bump the tiles and have them, you know, the whole thing mess up. It also, the tiles themselves, normally all the paths will connect to each other on each edge of the tiles, but this one has paths on one side of the tiles. They're all double-sided. That one side, they meet on the edge of the tile, and the other one, they meet on the corners. And so your paths will go lots of different ways in this new version of Suro. So I got to play a game with Chris Leader at PAX Unplugged.
Oh, cool.
Found it very enjoyable. There's a few extra ways to get some
points. How many
players? It plays 2 to 8.
2 to 8. Wow. That's pretty cool.
You're still trying to be the last one standing?
You are, but there are ways to get victory points in the game.
Interesting.
You can pick up, there are little lanterns that will be out on some of the tiles, and if you are able to pass through one of the tiles completely that has a lantern, you'll get to take the star from it.
Wait, so is it the person who wins is by points, or then is it last person standing?
Do you get a lot of points for being the last person standing?
I don't remember, because we just played a very quick game, so I'm not sure. I don't remember that part now that I think about it. I did win.
Check the Kickstarter for more details.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. I don't remember how the ending went. Cool. I did win it, but I don't remember if that's because I had lots of points from the lanterns or if that was because I stayed on the board last.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. One more Will and I have looked at that's coming to Kickstarter is Animal Kingdoms. This is from Galactic Raptor Games, from designer Steven Aramini. It has really cool looking artwork. It's a 1 to 5 player game, and it plays in about 45 minutes or so. And this one has some hand management. You have cards, and then they are also trying to influence other players on the board. The cards all represent different animal kingdoms, I believe.
They look really cool.
I really, really like the artwork on this
one. Is this the kind of game where you could actually learn something while you're playing?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. There's no text.
Not like Wingspan.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about Wingspan now, but not yet. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So there's 5 different factions that will be trying to gain control over the board.
Cool.
All right.
Very cool.
Kevin has
one more thing. Yeah, it's not a game, but I want to do a quick shout out to our friends over at the Board Game Spotlight and Board Game Exposure. They have Facebook, both has Facebook groups. That is Derek and Lindsay Funkhauser. Derek and I'm like, it's late.
We put him on the spot.
He's got Derek, Seb.
That's it. Derek, Lizzie, Funkhauser, and Seb, and then Martin Poole from Board Game Exposure. They are doing a together Kickstarter on January 8th for lots of cool promos and other stuff. So check out their Kickstarter. Promo Paradise is what they're calling it.
Ah, I saw that. Yeah, interesting.
I've seen it too.
I've seen them, like, not bragging, but just showing off and talking about all the cool games that they have promo cards for. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a huge
list.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I'm pretty pumped about that. I actually got a pretty cool Facebook message this week from Daniel Zayas. Have you guys seen? Did you guys get to see that?
Yes. I was part of the.
Oh, were you? Yes. Ah, okay.
Kevin
cool.
knew before you did.
I got a surprise tweet, or I don't know what it is on Facebook.
Facebook message?
Yeah. And whatever that's called. We're all tired. And it's this really cool looking artwork for The Quest Giver. Is that the board game?
No, the game.
That's my role.
Tangled Timelines, which is coming out next week. We can talk about that more next podcast.
But I'll try to hold off. But it looks like there's a guy with a cool haircut and some facial hair and some sweet powers.
Yeah.
He has the Tantrum Fate ability, which will be really cool, so yep. I'm excited.
So basically, you got put into a board game.
Yes!
Okay,
yes.
That's what you're gonna get.
That's right.
We'll talk more about Tangled Timelines next week.
Cool, I can't wait. All right, so we just finished playing a round of board games, and we came back to finish out the podcast, and we've got our studio audience with us now. Hey, guys.
Yay!
Did you hear that? Just maxed out our waveform, good. All right, so we were playing a couple games out there. One of them we can't talk about. But other ones we can.
And we've played lots of games this Christmas.
Right. So let's start with that. First off, Larry the Apprentice.
Yeah, that's
right.
Me.
Hey, 10 points.
10 points to the person who can spell apprentice. Go.
APPRENTICE.
That's what I said.
Kevin, killing it.
He's so smart.
I know, he's so brilliant.
Mr. Spelling Bee.
10 points, Kevin.
Larry, tell us about some of the games that you played over Christmas, New Year's break.
One of the games that my family really loved was one of Sarah's favorite, Don't Mess with Cthulhu.
Ooh, yes. One of
and
my
I think
favorites.
Will put his number one game.
Number one game.
So good. We're playing that next for all you people who haven't played that yet. Be ready.
Yeah. Fantastic game, and my family generally doesn't play a lot of board games. They got sucked into this game.
Yes.
They loved the party feature. And I think their favorite part, eventually, they got to the point where they were just declaring that they were
the
cultists. Yeah, they're like, I'm the cultist. I have Cthulhu and 2 Elder Scrolls, so come and get them. You know, so it was pretty fantastic. So they twisted that. We also played Pirate 21,
okay,
which
cool.
we reviewed, I think, early this
back,
year.
Yeah,
yeah early. We really love that game because it's quick. You can do multiple rounds really fast. So
and if people already know how to play blackjack, they're already in. Which
is a 21 feature. I'm trying to think of some other games. And then one that we haven't really reviewed or talked about, I don't think, was Monikers, which is a really cool game. You have hundreds of cards with different characters, you fill in the blank. And it has a description on there. And the first round, you can literally use any word except for the word on the card.
It's hard.
Yeah, so you could say, like, Tantrum House, company
awesome.
That review games, awesome, whatever. And the second round, you have to take those same exact cards
oh,
and only use one
this.
Word. Yes, yeah. And the third round, you act it out. So that was a lot of fun.
Hey, Fairy!
Hey, Fairy. Oh, I thought that was Larry.
I lost, so early baby set. But yeah, those are the few of the games that we played over break, so that was a lot of fun.
Cool, Sarah and I played Koi.
Yes.
Which was very nice.
Is that Smirk and Laughter?
Smirk and Laughter, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I needed it as I recovered from my musculoskeletal ER visit.
What?
That's a whole nother story.
Quick background. Will's still alive.
I'm old, apparently. That's just what it boils down to. The doctor said, it's not anything serious. You're just an old person. So, yay. we also played The Estates several other times.
Yes.
We played that with our boys. They enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
We
got to play 5-Minute Marvel with our kids and all their friends.
That was super fun. We might have time to try that one out tonight as well. And then we played Raycold, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
From Renegade Games Studios.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you're striking that off of the bucket list?
We did. We got it before the year
checked
end.
Checked it off before the end of the year.
I just noticed that we still have Rising 5 on our shelf here too, so maybe I can get 2 before
2019
ends.
We could teach that to you.
Yeah. What did you guys play?
Well, we finally... got Azul to the table.
Okay, cool.
That we've never played before.
Was that a Christmas gift or was that a...
It was a Christmas gift.
Very nice.
We were late to the party on that one.
Only a half other million... No, 500,000, yeah.
Other people.
half a million people have this game.
Yeah, yeah.
They played it.
And we played it tonight as well, which was nice. And I got totally destroyed.
So far, I think Kevin is undefeated.
Undefeated? Yeah. Sarah might have the challenge.
I know, I think so.
Yeah, I will.
That sounds good. We played Drop It with the folks, and we introduced them to Blank Slate.
Is that called Drop It with the folks, or is that...
That's what it's called.
Did we play Drop It with the folks?
That's what we did, yes.
Excellent. Wait, I'm still confused. Which is it?
Whatever you want it to be.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. Blank Slate from USAopoly, and we bought Fantastic Beasts Perilous Pursuit.
Ooh, how was that one?
That is a co-op game, dice rolling. Yeah. It's fun. It's a lighter game. The components are really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I could see it working for families, especially if they really like the Harry Potter theme.
Yeah.
I personally like the Harry Potter deck building game better, personally.
Mm-hmm. But is it probably the meatiest of the Harry Potter themed games
probably,
so far?
Yeah.
Did you guys get some of the expansions for that? Are those?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
The Monster Box of Monsters.
Yeah, that's right. A big one.
And then we played a Wingspan. Recently.
Now
we
can talk about
it. So I think Katie's played it.
Yeah.
Melissa's played it. I've played it. And Sarah.
I have played it.
Will has not played it.
Intentionally, they've kept me in the dark.
Yeah, but now we can talk about
we
it.
We just knew that Will wouldn't be able to not talk about it.
Can't control myself. Mm-hmm. So tell me about it, because I've only just seen the awesome artwork, and that's about it. And the cool dice tower, bird tower.
The bird feeder?
The bird house.
Or bird house. We don't know what it is, really.
Give me a quick overview. How do you play the game?
You have four actions you can take on your turn, and depending on how many cards you've laid on your board, it affects how powerful the action is. So you can gain food from the bird feeder, which is dice. You can draw more cards. You can lay eggs onto your bird cards, and you're trying to...
Are your eggs dice? Oh no, eggs are actual eggs.
No,
right?
And they're cute little multicolored eggs.
Easter.
They do. They look like the Easter.
Yes, don't eat
kind of chalky eggs. Yes.
But as you're playing, like as Melissa was saying, you're putting more cards on your board. So when you're doing a draw card action, instead of just drawing one card, the more cards you have in that row, now you get to draw like two or three cards. And
so engine
and then
building
you also,
a little bit? Or?
Yes, and then you also get to take the action on all of those cards in that row.
It's pretty cool.
And there's all sorts of secret things that you're trying to do. Like, I may be trying to collect five birds that build in a certain type of habitat, or, you know.
There's, like, different goals. Are like
personal secret goals.
Yeah, some of the goals are, like, find all the birds that have colors in their name, or things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's some really neat stuff there. And one of my absolute favorite parts of this game was that there's all sorts of neat information about this bird on the card. It tells you the size of the bird, and it tells you, like, a little bit of, like, interesting information
like
about
like, the size
them.
Of their wingspan?
Yes.
Yes.
Does it?
It does.
And
that's,
that's incorporated into some of the card actions. Like, some of the larger birds will eat smaller birds.
Oh, nice.
So birds of prey, yeah.
So it says if you it will eat any cards that are below this certain size.
Yeah.
Scary.
So there's some really neat things.
Lots
like,
of
I enjoyed reading all of the information about
no
the birds.
So no downtime because you're always entertained with something.
Yeah.
Is this coming to Kickstarter or he's probably just publishing it, right?
It's going right to retail. Actually, pre-orders have already went live January 2nd. So when you're hearing this, you can go to StonemaierGames.com.
I think the 2nd through the 8th is pre-orders.
Okay, so still be live when they hear this. And
barely. Hurry.
I know, hurry.
And I know he has a special... I think free shipping set up if are one of his champions.
Cool. And then I don't think people will actually be able to get it until March.
For retail.
Cool. And you guys have a preview video, I think, that I haven't watched yet.
That's going live. That'll already be live.
Okay. Cool. Something else that's already live is our Tantrum Con events. By the time you hear this, you should be able to go to tantrumcon.com and look at all the events that people can sign up for at the event coming February 15th.
Yeah, you can even sign up to play specific games with us on the Tantrum House crew.
Or our special guests.
And our special guests.
Like Derek and Lizzie and Richard and JB and several other people. Should be very cool.
Yep.
Did we decide? I don't even know. I'm asking this question. if the table flipping event, yes, is it something people can pre-register for, or are we holding that off and awarding it as prizes for other tournaments and games?
I believe it is prizes.
Okay, so look for it. If it's there, register for it. If not, come and play. That's, I think, right. We're doing like a multi-day table flipping tournament, which I'm pretty pumped about. We also have the Catan National Qualifier. We're doing several different KeyForge tournaments. Lots of learn-to-plays. The play-to-wins, yes, I think, is a crazy number. Yep. And we're also doing a win-to-win,
yes,
where if you win the play-to-wins, you get your name put on a leaderboard, and probably one of those people will be one of our table flippers.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll also get even more awesome prizes.
Oh, and we also have some Pathfinder and some other RPG types of RPGs.
Oh, yeah, RPG,
yeah,
stuff.
Which I'm pretty excited about. We don't ever mention our RPGers, but we are, ashamed. So we think about it.
If you hear fireworks in the background, you're not mistaken, because really right now it is close to midnight, and
New Year's Eve is when we're right recording here. This.
We're counting it down.
Yeah, I think someone's also running Dread. Is that the one with the Jenga tower? It's an RPG, and you pull pieces out of a Jenga tower, and that somehow affects...
Sounds interesting. I'm not...
The course of the...
Speaking of conventions...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So, when Sarah and I went to PAX Unplugged a few weeks ago...
Oh, boy.
We were driving... Huh? Well, Sarah was driving. It was dark. It was...
Scary.
Cold. Late. We were out in, like, I don't know, near Baltimore or something. And our GPS told us to go left, which happened to be the easy pass, kind of restricted
lane.
And it wasn't the type that actually had the toll booth at the end. You were supposed to have the easy pass, like, electronic.
Did you get a bill?
So,
what's that you're holding, Kevin?
They're going to
send us.
And
it was too late. Like, it was...
Maryland toll.
We missed
invoice.
The signs. Yeah. Google told us after we passed the sign saying this was a card only. You had to have the pass, not cash.
Thanks, Google.
So we're all like, oh no, it's going to be a
There's
fine.
There's no fixing this.
What's it going to be? Like $20, $50? I don't know.
Let's point out this is addressed directly to Melissa. Sarah somehow escaped this.
Because it's our
Because it was their car. And their license.
So what's the damage? Do we get to
unveil
it? I'll
let Sarah open it.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a 50-50 split.
Tantrum House is paying for this.
Larry the intern.
Wait a second.
He doesn't seem too sad.
Okay.
What is it?
$2.54.
Oh. $2.
Which is cheaper. That's cheaper than the toll was.
I know. We paid like $20-some.
So we totally
tolls.
Did this wrong. We could have just bypassed the toll areas and done easy pass.
My guess is they'll catch you if you do it too often.
The way it's handwritten, though, it looks like it could have easily been like $254.
No, I wrote that.
Wow.
I wrote the yeah.
You're handwriting. Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I can't believe the hand wrote anything on there.
Well, so
Kevin.
Google actually took you the right way.
Whoa.
Evidently.
Thank you, Google. After all.
Google, thank you.
Pretty good. Glad you guys made it back safe. It looks like Kevin is also pulling something else from his
And since
sleeve.
We like postcards.
The magician. Oh, what?
Since we like postcards.
Another postcard.
That one's pretty.
Is this one from you again?
Is this a dinosaur?
Look, I only sent one to start.
I feel like I should be able to narrow this down.
Yeah, can you guess?
Is this based on a board game?
No, let me look. Let
Don't
me
look at the back.
I'm not looking at the back.
See a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Don't look at the back.
Is this a?
I'm kind of trying to look at the back.
Smash up, maybe.
Mm.
Is this smash
is
up?
Is it?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of
What's
random animals.
Time
there's like
crisis-y thing.
There's like elves the right and there's a dinosaur and there's a sheep.
Oh yeah, maybe our listeners can
and
guess.
And a cat that's
pink,
singing.
I think they're
pink
characters
color
from different games.
Yes. This
Are
is
they
characters from different games?
Well, that's why I thought smash up.
There's
that
a
makes
purple
sense.
Dinosaur.
There's a llama. Is that a llama? It's probably not a llama.
It's a sheep.
Does he have an arrow stuck in his head?
And they've got like little elf hats on.
Well, electric it is guitar Christmas-y. Playing Tyrannosaurus.
Is that
Rex.
Christmassy?
Pretty cool.
Anyway, so we got a card from Z-Man.
Oh,
Z-Man
awesome.
Games. Cool. So, happy holidays from all of them. And yeah.
But the signatures on there for
lots
cool.
of signatures. So it's pretty
Merry
cool.
Christmas to Z-Man.
Yeah, we got this in the mail after we got back from vacation.
All right, so before we wrap up this episode,
yes,
we obviously need to talk about some New Year's resolutions.
Oh, before
right?
we do that.
Or before we do that.
We can talk about the Tantrum House Award Show that already went live 2 days ago.
Okay, so you missed it. Tell us about that, Kevin.
But they can go, if you missed it, that's okay. You can go on our YouTube channel.
We'll still be your friends.
You can go on our YouTube channel and you can watch our Tantrum House Award show with us and many other guests that came on our show. And we have a giveaway that's going on right now for a copy of Codenames XXL.
Yeah, really big. We had a lot of fun. That was a super blast. Thank you for everybody that did come and watch. It could be less than a super blast. I don't know what that would
super
be.
Fun
a
blast?
Sonic blast?
Anyway, so go check that out.
But that's awards for Game of the Year, Expansion of the Year.
Most Innovative.
Yeah. So lots of different categories.
Random game Melissa liked.
And we had hundreds of... well, we had hundreds and hundreds of voters from around the world vote on this.
Very cool. Yep, that was a lot of fun. Okay, back to my thing.
Yes, go back to your thing, Will.
What's your New Year's resolution, Larry?
I'd like to make a resolution for game makers. Can you please stop with the zombie games? There's about 100 too many, and they do not stop coming out. So that's my New Year's resolution.
Cool, cool. I think we can all agree that that's a valuable one. I probably need to get younger. I don't know how to do that, but that's my resolution for this year.
Stay healthy. Have you heard of necromancy?
Maybe more games should have that theme. Probably not. There's
it's
already
pretty
plenty.
Close. Yeah. It's pretty close.
The zombies is that the gray line between those two.
Zombicide Black Plague has zombies with the necromancer.
It's getting worse.
It might be the perfect time to roll into Don't Mess with Cthulhu. We can play with the Necronomicon expansion.
We it's my one exception.
Okay,
my
good.
That's it. Right. That's a good
zombies
exception.
And Cthulhu are different. It's okay.
100%. Yeah.
They actually are different.
I know. That's what I just said.
Right.
Oh, this past year, just as a whole, I wasn't a very good father, so I'm going to try to be a better father this next year.
How many weeks into this year did you get to practice that?
Seven.
7 weeks
almost
of
seven,
fathering?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you can achieve that goal. That can't be too hard.
You have 52 weeks to improve.
That's right.
Katie, have you thought into your deep New Year's resolution thought bank?
No, but I did manage to stop myself from buying another Christmas tree this year, so...
Another Christmas
tree?
Yeah. Progress. We have one tree for every year of marriage.
Wow.
But, so we've got four.
Four? That seems like enough.
How
I think
big are these trees?
They're small ones, so
define
I was looking
small.
At getting a big one.
but you
stopped,
held off. All right.
I stopped myself, so...
Mission accomplished
sort of
for this year.
That's sort
that
of
mean?
A thing.
What is that?
Maybe
mean?
I won't buy one next year, but I really think I will buy one
You can
next
buy
year.
Small ones.
Resolution, I will buy one next year.
Quickly.
All right. Melissa.
You know what? I am a procrastinator, so I haven't even thought about New
you
Year's
resolutions.
You still
have like 47 minutes
yet.
To... to get
I mean,
in this
I
year.
Have the boring one of we're going on a Caribbean cruise in March, and so I would
learn
like
to speak Caribbean.
You're not going to get burned this
no,
year.
No, just wait.
Like oh, okay. to shed a few pounds.
Beach
before
body.
Then.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's more like rubbing it in our face.
My New Year's resolution is to talk about my cruise more often. Kevin, what's yours? Have you
so for Tantrum House, I would like to do more collaborative things
cool.
as a group.
I
so
think that's a great
us
idea.
Being on other people and having people on our whether it's podcasts or videos, I think that'd be fun. I'd like to
like the award show.
Like our award show. That's a good
hey,
start.
We did it.
Yeah, it's good. Now, check that one
good
off.
Start.
I would like to put out 150 videos.
Woo! Just you?
Just me.
Nice.
And maybe Melissa, she wants
oh,
to join.
Oh, thanks. You're going
to
let me
join
cool. in.
So you're
okay.
welcome to join
150.
In.
Don't try to make us feel bad left and right. We're going to cruise, and I am just overachieving.
150.
150.
And I want to play 730 board games this in 2019.
Awesome.
How many a
awesome.
Day is that?
That is...
More
if you
than
divide,
one a day.
That, if you divide 730 by
two,
that's 365. So twice... Two times.
Two games a day.
Wow.
On average.
Do you mean not new, just like game
plays? Just play games.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I did about 650 this year. So
wow.
I was close, but I've never actually done two a day.
I'm really glad that Kevin doesn't have a life and he's part of Tantrum House. That combination. Is
yes.
really, if we may have some more internships available if there are anybody out there that falls into that category.
That's right.
So I think board
hey, what
games,
are you trying to say?
He's our intern.
Yeah,
he's an apprentice.
He's an
apprentice. Right. You're good.
There you go.
I think
good
board
catch.
Game related, I would like to play some old favorites this year. Because we always do so many of the new games.
And by old, do you mean Fireball Island? Or does that count as new?
No, she's like Puerto Rico or Power Grid.
Parcheesi.
I like Parcheesi.
Good.
So there are definitely games from yesteryears that I would like to get back to.
You mean
table.
Like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Before we started Tetra. Sarah, how about you? Got any?
I have two game-related
okay.
resolutions. One is to play more games with my kids that are educational.
Okay, cool.
Academy Games, talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. I'm on a
Genius
Facebook
games.
Group.
Genius Games?
Yeah, with, there's 20,000 people on the one, and it's just games to use for educational purposes.
That's awesome.
So, constantly all day, moms and dads
Sarah,
posting
need to, like,
about.
You need to post on that, Sarah.
I do occasionally,
more often,
yes.
More often. That's what you need. That's another resolution.
Help them out.
Yeah, so the studies have been done that it takes between 100 and 400 times for your brain to learn something new if you just read it. If you play a game or learn it in a
That's
casual setting.
Yes.
If you play a game or learn something in a fun, casual setting, you can drop that number to 10 to 20.
What?
That's
yes.
amazing.
That's why I play games.
Yes.
I didn't even know what you'll just
So say. Things like math facts that are not fun to just do flashcards are much more fun to play a game.
Cool. So have you tried like Math Flux or any of those?
I have not yet, but that's my goal for this next year.
All right.
And Very then cool. my other one is to actually make it through all year recording on my plays. I made it all the way to June, and then we played way too many games over the summer on summer vacation.
Okay.
That in between Origins and Gen Con that I just didn't, I stopped
an
and then.
You have an app, right?
I do have an app.
Okay, so when you start playing a game, just mark it as playing.
That sounds great, but when you got kids and interruptions and stuff, it.
And Kevin always beating you at games.
All right, Will.
Oh, I thought I gave mine. Did I have to do more?
You have to do it. You're
getting younger.
He
was
going
to
try
goal.
To be younger.
I do actually have a real goal of improving my posture, if that's like a thing. Like I slouch way too much and I sit around all the time, so improved posture.
Everybody just all set up straighter.
Everybody around the table. That is an actual real goal. I think apparently I do need to get in better shape. I thought I was doing pretty good, but I might have to cut back even further on the sweet tea.
See, I think you're probably the one of us in the best shape.
You know, I would have said that
last week. With the martial arts and everything.
I don't know. It's not good enough. So let us know what you guys' New Year's resolutions are. It looks like we're off to a great start into this year. We've hit the ground running. The award show was awesome, and we're really grateful for all the people that participated in that, both the media guests and the production companies and the designers. That was a very cool experience for us to be on this side of. We are pumped about TantrumCon just around the corner. Make sure you check that out. If you haven't done it yet, it'll be here before you know it. And I think that pretty much wraps us up for the night.
Yep. Wait, one last thing.
Oh, Larry.
So generally, I do a segment, and I usually rip a game for one or various reasons.
Timeout.
Yeah, timeout. So timeout will be taking a timeout for several weeks. So I just want to give you a heads up. But the goal is to revamp it and bring you something new and exciting. I have a few thoughts in my head. I'm going to work on it, so hopefully come up with something
better.
Are we
talking like March or April?
Yeah, March or April.
Give us a glimpse, because you have a decent excuse. Tell us what you're up to real quick as to why you're not going to be hanging out with us for
Well, since Melissa was bragging, guess I got to. Yeah, I walked on the moon. No, seriously, though, I'm part of a choral group, and we have the opportunity to sing up in Carnegie Hall.
Woohoo!
Yeah, in February, we are really excited about that. I am not going to have time to do podcast, then the Facebook page, and then choir.
Family.
So yeah, and family, too.
You should do that part.
I probably should. I actually have my wife right behind me, so.
She's staring down.
Daggers
you
in my
You better say family.
Top of the list, save the best for last. So anyways, but that's a kind of a quick recap, but I will keep updating on Facebook when it's coming. So I'm working on some stuff. Hopefully it'll be even better than what we've done before.
Looking
so
forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I hope that goes really well for you, and
Thank
we will
you.
Miss you on the show, but we'll hopefully be able to survive, and we'll be looking forward to you coming back with something new as our apprentice.
That's right. Yeah. No more. Intern is a thing of the past. Apprentice. We have to figure out what's next, though. Like,
well,
right before
paid associate.
What's between?
There may be like four or five states. Just like to be aware.
Entry level apprentice, journeyman.
Journeyman.
That sounds
Larry the journeyman.
It took us 3 years.
Really, so. Journeyman sounds like I should be like traveling for.
That's true. Exactly.
We'll get you out on these cons.
Maybe I should be driving so you guys don't get fined.
That's right.
Just a thought.
Avoid those e-passes. All right. Well, cool. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We will catch you again next episode. But it's been a blast. See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.
Holmes, Holmes.
What is it, Watson?
I think we might have a new case. How can we help, Miss?
It's Mrs. Fields, and I need you to settle a dispute. We have a small home with room for one table. My husband wants a fancy gaming table, but I believe a dining table is more important. I'm sure you agree with me, Mr. Holmes.
What if I told you I could satisfy both your wishes?
I'd say that'd be astounding, Holmes.
The answer is the Holmes, or perhaps the Watson, depending on the size of your room.
You're not making any sense, old chap.
Those are the names of an ingenious product from Game Toppers LLC. The toppers are a portable solution that turns your current table into a high-end gaming table at a fraction of the cost.
Do you mean to say that the topper can be put on and taken off the table with ease?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. You truly are as amazing as people say. I will take a look at Game Toppers LLC right away.